10, beginning at the 12th verse. Hear ye the words of the Lord. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Son, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the sun had, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jashar? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hastened not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that upon it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man. One man. For the Lord fought for Israel. I'd like to put a tag on this text so you can bring it back to your remembrance. God will fight your battles. God will fight your battle. Let me take your seats in the presence of the Lord. God will fight your battle. There was a time in my life, church, if you would have asked me what I thought the essential ingredient of Christian living was all about, I would have told you that the essential element of Christian life was rooted in the possibilities of love and peace. While I'm still a believer in the possibilities of love and a student of the renderings of what peace might and can become, I have lived long enough now to know that the essential element of Christian living is rooted in what some might call the night side of existence. I have lived long enough and been filled with the Holy Ghost. Are y'all with me? To know that with a mighty burning fire, I don't care how sanctified you are, every now and then, I don't care how holy you are, I don't care how big your Bible is, that one of the most important things that you will need every now and again, you will have to stand up and fight. Amen. Y'all with me? You can be a preacher with the gospel buried down deep in the bowels of your commitment, but you still have to fight every now and again. You can sing in the choir, hit all the right notes. You can be a deacon or deaconess, know how to pray. You can know how to knee, man, know how to cast out some devils. But you still have to know how to fight. I have lived long enough to know that there are some things in life that you will not get unless you are willing to stand up and fight for it. Are y'all with me, church? So let me deposit this in your spirit this morning, in the presence of every believer under the sound of my voice, that there is a distinctive battle that must be waged. There is a distinctive battle with just your name on it. There's a fight with your name on it. You were born to fight that battle. I don't care how cute you are. I don't care how many degrees you may have. I don't care how you try to avoid it, church. There's a fight with just your name on it. Are y'all with me? It is the battle that God himself wrote down in the date book of your life. And if you don't think that you have to fight it, pastors come to let you know that God has a battle with your name on it. But don't stress it. Don't sweat it. God will fight your battle. Amen. Are you with me, church? Yes. I'm here to let you know that you can pray all you want. At some point in your life, you will have to put your Bible down, lift up your two hands, and tell the devil and somebody that the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, but the violence take it by force. Mm. But I say this also to you, most of the significant things in life will not be given to you. Nobody is waiting to give you the next 10 years of your life. If you want to go to the next level, Reverend Lyle, I am God. Are y'all with me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to reach down into the mouth of darkness and snatch it out of the hand of the enemy. Every now and then, we have to be willing to be obnoxious about our future. Are y'all with me, church? The battle is set before us, unavoidable, painful often, contentious, lonely, isolating. But every now and again, church, you're going to have to take some risks and fight for what God has already given you. Can you wait? Are you hearing me? Having said all that, come with me to Joshua and stand with me on the shores of this book. Peer into the eyes of a man whose life has been set ablaze.
Yes, yes.
The death of his leader still burning on the altars of his heart. Yet God has called him forward. How strange it must be to stand somewhere between the past and the future. To be connected to that which has gone on before you and still be standing and be the torchbearer of what is to come. Whenever you read the book of Joshua, you must know that this book is about the prospects of battle. This book is about y'all fighting. It is about warring. It's about raising arms and seizing the land. It is not about tucking your tail between your legs and asking somebody to give you a promised land. It's about turning shepherds and farmers into warriors, taking ordinary people and arming them with possibilities, daring them to hurl all they have against the powers of darkness. This book is about the context and the contours, the content of what it means to live, to have, and to fight. Consider the historical reality about this 10th chapter. By the time we get to the 10th chapter, they have already crossed the Red Sea. They have already been given the 10 commandments. Are you with me, church? Daring them to hurl all they have against the powers of darkness. This book is about getting what God has already promised you, you is yours. Can I get a witness in here? They have already lived in Egypt in bondage for 400 years. They have already come through plagues. Now they stand on the edge of the promise. Are you with me? Yet there is one more battle to fight, Sister Charlie. Just one more battle. God has promised them the promised land, but there's one more battle they got to fight. There's always one more battle. Can I get a witness here? I submit to you that the land was already promised, yet they still had to fight for it. Because sometimes you have to fight for what is already yours. Y'all just hear me? I don't want to talk back today. But I don't have a long time today. Got to go, got to come back. You're not fighting to win because God said you have already won.
Yes.
But you are fighting to enjoy the benefits of what is already yours.
Yes.
You are not feeling it yet. Speak to your spirit. It's already mine, but I have to fight to enjoy it. This is it. Significant. This is what is significant. Don't underestimate this, church.
Yes.
You must understand, God gave you the blessing. That does not mean you will not have to fight for it. That does not mean you got to fight to retain it. You will never enjoy it until it's in its fullest, until you tell the devil, take your hand of what God has already gave you. In the name of Jesus, I bind every foul and malignant spirit and send it back to the pits of hell.
Amen.
I I wish somebody would wake up in here today and hear what I'm telling you. God is trying to tell me to tell you, you got it, and you know you got it. But if you don't fight for it, if you don't fight for it, it won't be worth having anymore. I wish I had a witness up in here that would just take 30 seconds, reach down in your belly, find some living water, and tell the devil, get back. Take your hands off of God's property. Therefore, I would say to you, sometimes the promise is not enough. There will be no manifestation of joy until you learn how to force the issue. What you talking about, Pastor? There will be no manifestation of what is yours until you learn how to force the issue. That's why I love the woman with the issue of blood. She knew what it meant to force the issue. Jesus was going to heal her. But Jesus on his way to Jairus' house to heal his daughter. When you've been wounded, church, when you don't went to the doctor and you have gotten worse after you don't went to the doctor, when you have nobody to talk to, nobody to lean on, when you've done all you can think you can do, you got to go to Jesus. You got to say, Lord, I don't have an appointment with you today. I know you were not planning to help me with this. But Lord, I'm learning how to tell you what I need and when I need. God, I'm not letting you go until you're blessed. Can I get a witness up in here? When you get that kind of determination, Sister Thomas, when you get that kind of fervor, you will interrupt God. You will interrupt God. You'll interrupt the president. You'll interrupt any circumstance or situation. And you will get in the devil's face and stand flat-footed in front of him against any demon from hell that's standing in the way of your destiny and your future. When you have been through some stuff and you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you'll stand flat-footed in the front of any circumstance or situation, and you will pray a radical prayer. You will tell your enemy, I want what God has for me, and I want it right now. Y'all ain't feeling me today. In the fellow, I feel like throwing my shoe in the congregation. Because when I look back over my life, and I begin to wonder, and I begin to see where God has brought me from, and where I am right now, I will stake the old cushion. Like the mothers on the mother's board, like the deacons on the deacon's board. Is it hell nothing for the Lord on my side? Hear what I mean right now. So now they got to fight to enjoy the promised land. Fighting to enjoy the promise. They have already been promised since the days of Abraham. They have been promised this thing since Abraham and Sarah did that unbelievable thing. Oh, y'all ain't with me. God promised a great nation to those two Hebrews, Abraham and Sarah. Did I say Hebrews? Can Pastor teach this? The word Hebrew means Habaru. The meaning Habaru means outside. No country. No land.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Americans have America. Syrians have Syria. Yeah. Egyptians got Egypt. But Hebrew got no land. Why does Hebrew have no land? Because they have no land because the Bible says that they will be remembered not for a landmass, not for bounty, but because of the God who they serve. I will help you to notice that if you'll read in the, I didn't read it to you, but in the early moments of chapter 10,
yes sir,
the writer tells us that Joshua, watch this church, Joshua had to climb up all night for the opportunity to fight all day. In the old time, read chapter 10. Sister Megan, Joshua had to climb. Joshua and Israel had to climb all night.
All night.
For the opportunity to call the fight all day. I know some Negroes that will climb all night and want to rest all day. But when you know,
when you know
that you got something waiting for you, you will climb all night and fight all day. Tell the devil, I will fight you for my future. I will fight you for my destiny. Touch somebody next to you and say, I will fight for my future. Y'all ain't hearing me? I will pull your weave out for my children. If you mess with my destiny, I will knock you on your back for my destiny. I will climb all night. I will fight all day. But I refuse to stay in this mess that I'm in right now for another 3 years. How bad do you want it? Many of us have been destined and promised by God to be better than we are. But we are not willing to do what it takes to get what God has promised us. No, we not. God will not give you anything that you are not willing to work to keep. Y'all hear me? No, y'all don't hear me. I'm going to be all day. I'm about to get up out of here. I must present to you that it is in the struggle. It's in the struggle that makes the prize worth having. Are y'all hearing me? Woo! Consider this thing in itself. It's not valuable if it did not come with some pain. What would salvation be if Jesus just had to walk across the street and save us? Part of the miracle and liberty of nature of the salvific story is that it involved blood, death, suffering, and pain. Jesus didn't walk across the street and say, pour me some tea, some unleavened bread, and now y'all say. They whipped Jesus all night long. He said not a moment long, Deacon Sandler. They whipped him, beat him, and made him carry the cross of Golgotha. So now that brings me to the text that's into our consideration this morning. Can I get a witness? I know it's a familiar text, but check me now, Sister Furlow. Joshua prays this prayer.
Yes, he did.
He says to God,
Lord,
don't let the sun go down. Now, there's much wisdom in this. If you Y'all ain't heard nothing. Y'all just heard I said, Dee Dee? Learn how to love the fight, Isaiah. We want benefits without battle. We want wealth without work. We want activity without accomplishment. We want fruit, but we hate the tree. We want daybreak, but we don't want no midnight. We want joy, but we don't want no sorrow. Joshua shows us, Tamika, the dirty secrets of success. You will never win and learn until you learn how to enjoy the fight. Now I'm going to show you how crazy I am. Watch this. Stop resenting the fight that has your name on it. Stop praying those minimal, ridiculous prayers.
Come on now.
Jesus. Will you ask God, Lord, let me avoid the battle. Because you want to have a sweatless victory. Sister Phil, call me crazy if you want. But I have learned to like the fight. I told y'all I like confrontation. Pastor is not afraid of confrontation. I don't have to lie my way out of it. I will get in your face flat footed when it comes to this ministry. Yes, I will. I'll expose the intricate workings of the devil that he tried to do under the table. Because like a cockroach, the devil don't like light. I want a victory that when I get there, with the sweat dripping off my face, with the blood on my cheeks, the pain in my side, I got a limp. My forehead got wrinkles on it. I would look at every devil in their face and say, I earned this thing. I earned every moment. Nobody gave me this. I earned the right to thank God for this. I earned the right. When you suffer some stuff, it don't feel good. You suffer some loss. But like Jacob, I don't mind wrestling all night long. If you, God, I'll wrestle. I'll give him some people. I'll give him some relationships. I'll give him some stuff. If you told me, you will allow me to experience some glory. Come here, brother Moses. Moses went up to the mountain. Moses, God was getting ready to transcribe the Ten Commandments to him. Getting ready. He didn't tell God, hurry up and write the Ten Commandments. He said, Moses had some other stuff thinking about. He was up there for 40 days and 40 nights. Sister Thomas, Moses tells God, help me, Holy Ghost, help me, your child preacher. He tells God, he said, Lord, if I found favor with you.
Yes.
You say I did. God paused a little bit from writing. He said, hey. What do you guys say? Go ahead and talk. He said, if I found favor with you, let me see your glory. God said, Moses, my servant, my humble servant,
no man
has seen my glory and lived. Moses said, okay. But you said, Lord, I found favor with you.
Yeah.
Well, Pastor, can you get unspiritual for me a minute? I can't get unspiritual. But let me make this applicable to you. When I can't pay my bill,
come on.
I don't have to ask God to take the bill away. I said, I go to the word on God. See, I learned how to live with him, and I learned how to love. See, when you're in a relationship, you got to know how to give and take. So I said, God, don't take the bill away, but show me. Show me how to endure this thing. Show me how to pray, and you will show up when I pray. I don't need no sweatless thing. I'm not trying to tell you to remove the mountain. I'm telling you to give me the strength to climb. I want to earn the right to praise you. The reason I clap and celebrate and dance is because I almost died to get here. That's right. Y'all not, Lord help me get this. Since man, I used to look at men, strong men, and say, how could you have committed suicide? You had it all going for you. How could you have committed suicide when you were almost there? Well, the time God fixed me with that. He said, I'll take you to where they were. So you'll never say that again. God brings you to a point to understand why people do what they do. So he brought me there. My back was up against the wall, and I felt I could not go any further. And I started, all my options were gone. Like Joshua, he was in the midst of the battle. All my options were gone. And I started looking at my options and taking it all away myself. But thanks be to God. Thanks be to God that somebody would pray for me. Pastor, you testified. I'm giving you this applicable to the message. Watch this. Because here goes Joshua now. He done fought a whole lot of battles. But this is the last battle before the promised land. Y'all feel him, Pastor? It's always one more battle. He done fought Ai. He done fought the Amalekite. He done fought the Philistines, the Milakites. He's not, the book of Joshua ain't nothing but fight. Joshua is a warrior. Not a king of peace. He's a warrior. So now Larry, check this out. So now he go, he's fighting. And they are winning. They're winning this one, y'all. You say, if they win it, why do they, he pray this crazy prayer? Josh said, hey, let me tell y'all something. Right now, I'm kicking the enemy's butt. Everything I've been wanting to do when I'm in the middle of fight, now I'm doing it. Lord, you told me to learn how to wait on you. Now I'm learning how to wait on you while I'm in the middle of the fight. Lord, you told me you would teach me how to pray. And when I feel I couldn't go on any further, Sister Thomas, I began to pray. Everything started clicking. I ain't done yet. Lord said, well, what you want me to say? Lord, says the man, don't you let that darn sun go down while I'm getting my groove on. I'm learning how to whip up on the devil. I'm in the middle of this thing, and it's feeling real good. I feel my health. Don't you let the sun go down. I'm feeling good right now. Why? Because I want to kick everyone's butt who said I'd never amount to anything. I want to show everyone that said I would never come out of this thing. Don't you let the sun go down. I want to show them. Jasar did not survive the multiple years after this fight. But Timothy in the New Testament quotes it too. Because guess what? It says, never, watch this, y'all. Here's y'all, here's where you shout. Don't miss your shout. Never in the history of man has God yielded to one man. What a pastor said. I said to you, if God will hold up a whole day, let the sun stand still for one man, how mindful then would it be of you? Jesus had not come yet. And he listened to Joshua.
Yes.
But for God so loved the world,
yes,
that he gave his only begotten son,
yes,
that whosoever believe in him shall not perish,
yes,
but have everlasting life. If he would give up his own son for me, I know he would let answer my prayer for this little thing I'm praying
for.
Enjoy the fire.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Enjoy the fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell your people have accomplished what they had to do. Why did Joshua pray the prayer? He became enthused. He was winning the battle.
Yeah.
And God was answering the prayer.
Yes.
Ask what Joshua did in the middle of his circumstance and situation,
yeah.
Joshua had a flashback.
Yes, sir.
Jesus.
You got to know how to have a flashback part,
yes,
when you have no other options.
Yes. Yes.
Well, what you talking about, Pastor? I remember Joshua saying, while I was in the middle of this battle, Sister Thomas, I got to the walls of Jericho.
Yes.
And God said, march around that thing seven times. It would not have needed, but I had to march seven times around that thing.
Yeah.
And when I shouted and told the people to shout,
yeah,
the walls came tumbling down.
Yeah.
You got to know how to have a flashback party,
yeah,
when all hell is breaking loose in your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
When the doctor says no, you got to know how to have a flashback body. No, he may not remove the cancer. He may not remove shatters of your diabetes. He may not remove your arthritis. He may not remove your bad knees or your asthma or your Alzheimer's. Can I get a witness up in here? But God told me to tell you that his grace is sufficient for you. God will fight your back. I didn't say he's going to remove your enemies out your way. But the Bible tells me, just to feel that he will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies.
Yes, he will.
He will anoint your head at all.
Yes, he will.
And allow your cup to run over. Not while your enemies are gone, but in the presence of your enemies. So stab me in the back all you want. Scandalize my name all you want. Make tears come to my eyes all you want. Because the Bible tells me that you will dry my tears away. Will do what he said will do. He's not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he shall do it. If he said it, he shall perform it. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You will mount up with wings of eagle. You will run and not get weary. You'll walk and not faint. Wait, I say, on the Lord, and be of good courage. God's got this thing. He's the Lamb of God before the foundations of the earth. He done walked out your steps. Before you were a urge in your daddy's eye, he knew you. Wait, I say, on the Lord. God will fight your battle. Step your feet. Put your hands in God.